Corpse photos. Photos of dead bodies, said to have been taken inside German wartime camps, are often used to bolster orthodox claims of a National Socialist policy of extermination. The photos most frequently presented by scholars and in mass media were taken by armed forces of the Western Allies as they liberated those camps. Most prominent among them are photos from Bergen-Belsen, Nordhausen, Dachau, and Ohrdruf. All of these images show the devastating effect which Allied carpet bombing had on Germany. Germany's infrastructure completely collapsed, and no one could receive anything, neither the civilian population in towns and cities, nor the inmates in prisons and camps. The camp administrations were powerless against malnutrition, hunger setting in, and vermin and diseases spreading. Drinking water supplies dried up or went bad, spreading dysentery and typhoid fever. Medical supplies and fuel were no longer available. Inmates died everywhere, as did the German civilian population in the bombed-out cities, and the millions of Germans expelled from their homes in Eastern Europe and East Germany. Germany as a whole was, in effect, a rapidly growing pile of corpses. Today, we only tend to get shown the photos from the camps. We don't see the hundreds of thousands of bombed, burned and gassed civilians in the cities, or the millions of Germans starved to death, dead from exhaustion, or slain when driven from their ancestral homes in East Germany, Eastern and Western Prussia, Pomerania, Silesia, the Sudetenland, Czechia, Poland and from what once was Yugoslavia. For more on this, see the documentary, Probing the Holocaust, Rudolf 2017. Famous photos, published by the Soviets, include one taken at Majdanek, showing partial skeletons in front of cremation furnaces. See the Majdanek section of the entry on crematoria. Another prominent set of Soviet photos was taken at the Kluge camp. They presumably show dead inmates piled up on an unlit cremation pyre, but this is actually a staged scene with living people. See the entry on the Kluge camp. Two images are said to have been taken by an inmate from inside the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp, sometime in 1944. However, these images clearly are, at best, heavily retouched photographs, but more likely drawings. But even if they were real photos, they prove only that a few dozen bodies were once lying behind a crematorium, and that something was burning in the background. This is a far cry from the claim that thousands upon thousands are said to have been cremated in the open on huge pyres, darkening the sky. For more details, see Rudolf 2023, pages 341 to 344, 540.